Ultimate Fighters. Ahead, Belgrade, and a bloody Sunday awaited. Mussolini annoyed Hitler. Germany's faithful ally Benito Mussolini had followed Adolf Hitler's success on the battlefield from 1939 until autumn 1940 with envy. Il Duce dreamed of a new Roman Empire and invaded Albania on the far side of the Adriatic as early as spring 1939. Greece seemed to be next in the firing line, although the fascist leader denied having any such intent. That all changed during the summer of 1940, when Mussolini received mistaken intelligence claiming that British warships were being refueled inside Greek territory. At the same time, without consulting the Italian dictator, Hitler had begun negotiations with Romania, offering the country German protection if it joined the Axis powers. Mussolini felt snubbed, believing that political power plays in Southeast Europe should be his purview.
"Hitler always faces me with a fait accompli. This time I will pay him back in his own coin. He will read in the newspapers that I have occupied Greece," Mussolini told his foreign minister.
At dawn on 28th of October, Italian troops crossed the Albanian-Greek border. A smug Mussolini personally conveyed the news to Hitler when he met him in Florence that same morning. Hitler concealed his displeasure and merely suggested that German forces could assist the Italians. Mussolini proudly refused. Hitler knew that a war in the Balkans was likely before he could go ahead with his planned campaign against the Soviet Union. He needed to secure the region to ensure that the Allies could not attack his flank. But Mussolini's meddling was problematic. The Germans were close to agreeing alliances with Hungary and Romania, while several other nations in Southeast Europe, persuaded by both promises and intimidation, also looked set to join the Tripartite Pact, the Axis powers' alliance consisting of Germany, Italy, and Japan. Mussolini's sudden attack on Greece could upset the negotiations, and launching an offensive just before winter was a military blunder in anyone's book. Greeks went on the offensive. Within a week, the Italian troops had proved themselves incapable of mounting a rapid invasion of Greece. By November, the Greeks had even launched a counter-offensive, forcing the Italians to retreat. At the same time, British RAF planes were allowed to land in an otherwise neutral Greece. Hitler's concern that an ineffective Italian attack would give the Allies the opportunity to...